From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. Defense Department says U.S. warplanes launched strikes against Islamic State targets around the Libyan coastal city Sirte, requested by the North African country's UN-backed National Unity Government. Peter Cook is a Pentagon spokesman.
Today, at the request of Libya's Government of National Accord, the United States conducted precision airstrikes against ISIL targets in Sirte, Libya, to support GNA-affiliated forces seeking to defeat ISIL in its primary stronghold in Libya.
Cook said one strike hit an IS tank that directly challenged GNA-aligned forces and indiscriminately targeted civilians. Another strike hit two vehicles. He said it's the start of a sustained campaign to back Libyan forces as they conduct operations against Islamic State. The head of the Libyan Presidency Council, Fayez Sarraj, said Monday the council decided to request direct U.S. support. He said it's to be done in close coordination with the council. The U.S. defense spokesman said the strikes will continue to target IS forces in Sirte, to enable the GNA to, quote, make a decisive strategic advance and help deny IS a safe haven in Libya, for which it could attack the U.S. and its allies. A Nigerian commission has found the army killed nearly 350 people from a minority Shia Muslim sect last December and called for the prosecution of those involved. The judicial inquiry said the army used excessive force in 2 days of violence in Zaria, when sect followers blocked the road used by a military convoy carrying the chief of army staff. The army insists the protesters were trying to assassinate General Tukur Buratai. The rights group Amnesty International accused the military of deliberately shooting dead the Shia followers of Cleric Ibrahim Zakzaki. This is VOA News. A Russian military helicopter was shot down Monday in northwest Syria, killing all five crewmen aboard.
Сегодня совершен террористический акт.
Lieutenant General Sergei Rutskoy called it a terrorist act. He said the helicopter was returning from a humanitarian mission providing food and medicine to residents of Aleppo. The crash occurred as rebels launched a new assault on government-held districts in the embattled northern city. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, in a joint appearance with his Colombian counterpart in Washington, acknowledged Monday the target date of August 1st to get the government in opposition to sit down and talk about the country's future came and went with no sign of such talks.
Almost all of the time from the moment of the announcement of the target date until today has been consumed by trying to get a cessation of hostilities in place that is meaningful. And that is precisely what we are engaged in right now. There are obviously great concerns about what is happening on the ground there. We all share them. And there is a situation where Assad regime attacks and conducts offensive operations. But Nusra, which doesn't want a cessation, also attacks and goes into offensive operations.
Kerry called on Russia and Damascus to restrain from conducting such operations. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Al-Khamenei Monday renewed his criticism of last year's international nuclear agreement, accusing the U.S. of failing to keep its side of the bargain. Speaking in Tehran, the Iranian spiritual leader said 6 months after it went into effect, there's been no tangible benefit for the people's lives. He said sanctions relief has been gradual and hope for foreign investment has yet to begin. The Iranian spiritual leader said Tehran will refuse to engage in further talks on regional issues with Washington because of what he called U.S. violations of the nuclear deal. Venezuela's National Election Council says the opposition has successfully collected the necessary 1% of voter signatures in every state in their first phase of a drive to recall President Nicolas Maduro. The opposition had to collect 200,000 valid signatures before a referendum could be held. Typhoon Nida, which brought fierce winds and torrential rains to Hong Kong Tuesday, moved northwest into southern China. Gusts of more than 150 kilometers per hour were clocked, raising concerns about flooding and landslides. In Japan's annual defense review paper issued Tuesday, it called North Korea's nuclear and missile development a grave and imminent threat to the region, while criticizing China's increasingly assertive military posture as dangerous that could cause unintended consequences. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.